How about one more bowl we'll let into and fill you up, and then we have lunch. All right, this is Pam Tolman reading The Truth About Santa. It's Christmas Eve, 1961, and I am 8 years old. At my house, the pillaging of presents starts at sunrise tomorrow. My parents won't allow me to wake them any earlier, not after last year when I rousted them at 4 a.m. by banging a metal spoon on the bottom of my mother's best Farberware pot. It still bears the scars of my greed. Outside my bedroom window, I hear an engine. I can't see much in the daylight savings darkness, but I know it's my dad coming home from work. I hear his tires start up the driveway. Then I hear a muffled cry, a crash, and the heart-pounding squeal of metal scraping macadam. That's when I realized I'd forgotten to take down the badminton net I'd strung across the driveway. Oh, did I mention my father drives a motorcycle?
Oh.
Luckily, I'd also neglected to close the garage door, so instead of crashing into the wood, my dad slides sideways right into the garage, past his bandsaw, past the drill press, and comes to a stop on the rubber mat in front of his workbench. When the skidding stops, the cursing starts. I can't repeat his words because a lightning bolt would strike me dead on the spot. One tiny slip, like almost killing my father, and my Christmas dreams are shattered. An entire year of brushing my teeth, making my bed, setting the table, wiped out by one forgetful act. I know Santa, with his strict black and white rules, no shades of gray for that man. He's already removed my name from the nice to the naughty list and bumped my presents from his sled. I tell my dad I'm sorry about 100 times, but there aren't enough apologies to restore my nice status. Santa puts you on the naughty list if you just once go to bed without brushing your teeth, so I was pretty sure that almost killing my father gave me the top spot on America's Most Naughty. My hopes for a new bicycle, a pink Huffy with a wicker basket and a bell and on the handlebars are dashed. Without Santa's largesse, my Christmas haul will be reduced to socks and underwear from my great Aunt Dorothy, the one with the mustache. This will be the worst Christmas ever. My father suffered torn pants, muffler burned, and a scraped knee, and is so mad at me, he spends the rest of the night in the garage with the door shut so I can't see in. But I hear him banging on metal, probably straightening his bent fender. On Christmas morning, there's no joy in my heart, no excitement, no reason to spring out of bed, so I let my parents sleep in, and they have to come and get me out of bed. They lead me to the living room, turn on the tree lights, and there it sits, my new bicycle. That banging was Dad putting it together. That's when I realized that there is no Santa Claus, because Santa Claus would never forgive me for almost killing him, but my father did.